जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम हरे। स निश्चयेन युक्तव्यो योगो अनिर्वीण चेतसा स्ट्रांग डिटर्मिनेशन स निश्चयेन विथ फर्म डिटर्मिनेशन युक्त्वा व्यः मस्ट बी प्रैक्टिस्ड योगा एंड अनिर्वीण चेतसा विदाउट डेविएशन। सो टू थिंग्स आर स्टेटेड हियर इन ऑर्डर टू अचीव दिस सक्सेस इन भक्ति योगा एंड what are those two things mentioned here? One is strong determination and second is nirvina chetasa, nirvina chetasa without deviation. So very important thing here, strong determination is stress, nischayana nischay utsahan nischayat dhairyat तत कर्म प्रवर्तनात् संगत्यागात् सतो वृत्ते सड़वीर भक्ति प्रसिद्धति। सो इन ऑर्डर टू अचीव द डिजायर सक्सेस एंड गोल ऑफ लाइफ विच इज कृष्ण भक्ति कृष्ण प्रेम सेम थिंग वन मस्ट हैव उत्साह ग्रेट एंथुजियाज्म एंड वी बिकम एंथुजियास्टिक by thinking how I'm going to be benefited by what I'm doing. All these students go to college, become MBA, PhD, MCA, MBA, CA. They become for two things. They see great pleasure in honey and money. What is that? Honey and money. They want good wife, good husband, and they want good money. So for 25 years they work hard for education. Otherwise, suppose there is no honey and no money after education, who will go through education for 25 years? Nobody will be. They want two things from education. So for that 25 years they will wake up early morning 4 o'clock, study hard, and they will be in constant pressure and depression. I have to give this exam. Every day is exam. Every day exam. Here in Western world it may not be that much pressure. But in India, high school is tough than rest of the world. So every day is exam. So much pressure, so much competition. Terrible. So, 25 years they keep so much enthusiasm to study. For what? They have a goal. They find pleasure. They want to have a pleasure. They want to derive pleasure in honey and money. The whole point is honey and money. Whole point. A grahastha wants to become grahastha. Why? Because he thinks that if I get honey and then money, then I'll be blissed out. I will be happy. I'll be very happy. So they work hard, business and job for 10, 12, 16 hours a day. They're enthusiastic. Why? Because honey and money. That's all it is. So how much pleasure this honey and money gives to living entity? Not much. And if it was giving pleasure, then there cannot be a question of divorce, because there is a constant pleasure. But we have seen over 50% divorce rate. So there is no point in. People are becoming enthusiastic for chapala sukh, for flickering happiness. And here we have eternal relationship, eternal pleasure, eternal service, eternal love, eternal everlasting. And for that also we have to do the same thing as they are doing. Very enthusiastic. We have to become very enthusiastic. And with enthusiasm in this sloka, nischayena and nirvirna chetasa. Nirvirna chetasa. Strong determination and without deviation. Without deviation. So we have to fix the target and no deviation. Deviation means I put my target and my goal and life's mission statement aside and let me do this and then I'll come back to it. No, it's not going to work like that. When you are deviated, that little deviation as you go further will become wide gap. Right now it may look small gap, but as you go, you will be lost totally, total lost. We think temporarily, let me do this, and then I'll come back again to bhakti, I'll come back again. You will never be able to come back. Why? Because when you give maya a little, maya will hold your hand and grab you, and you will forget about your goal, and you will be in deep, dark ignorance, from where it is very difficult to come back to the light. You're going in one direction in the cave which is thousands and thousands of miles deep. So you're just walking and walking and walking, thinking that I will come back to light. I will come back to bhakti yoga. It's impossible. And that's why two words very important in this sloka, nischayena and nirvirna. Nirvirna chetasha. Nirvirna chetasha. Deviation, no deviation. And nischay. Let me give one life to Krishna. Hell with everything else. Anything going to deviate me, I don't want that thing. Anything comes in the way to go to Krishna, just push it aside and keep going in that direction. So nirvirna chetasha and nischay. Nischay. Sa nischayena nirvirna chetasha. Very important this. Simple to understand. Where is big intelligence needed, big scripture needed, big advices needed? There is no, not needed. Nirvirna chetasa, no deviation, and nischaya, strong determination. So the very beautiful example is given by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. There was a sparrow, very small bird, and sparrow laid eggs on the coast of big ocean, and ocean as usual, tide is coming, waves are coming and going, and the eggs was devoured by ocean. So sparrow became very, very disturbed. You took my eggs, I will devour you. I will dry you up. Return my eggs, otherwise I'll dry you up. And sparrow started taking water of the ocean in her beak and putting out water, trying to view. Where is the question of small little peak, of small little sparrow and a vast ocean to dry it up? Impossible. But the determination was there. I will dry you up. Determination. So after a while, Garuda, who is the bird carrier of Lord Krishna, Vishnu, very powerful personality, very, very powerful. He's not just a bird. He's not just a bird. He's very powerful. So much powerful that if he pushed the earth with his one of the wing, the earth can be thrown millions of miles away. That much strength Garuda has. So the ocean, Garuda challenged ocean that you better return the eggs of sparrow, otherwise I'll get on your case." And Ocean became very afraid and returned the eggs of little sparrow. So similarly, looks like impossible task to execute devotional service and at the end attain Krishna prema. It is not difficult. It is very, 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 very easy and blissful for the person who is very simple, who is fixed, who is not deviating, who is having strong determination, who is very enthusiastic. For him it is very, very blissful process, very blissful process. But we make it difficult. We make it difficult by not fixing ourselves and having strong determination. So no deviation of any kind. We should fix ourselves. In this yatra, few of you can't even talk together, walk together, think together, all over. But if we fix and become humble and become subservient to servants of Krishna and unite on a principle of devotional service with strong determination and without any deviation, with full enthusiasm, we can make our lives most enjoyable. Very simple formula Prabhupada has given. Here we have such a nice, beautiful facility, and we are few of us. Everybody have their individual room. There is opulence even. And nice kitchen, nice prasad, nice bhoga, nice Gaur-Nitai deity. And we can, under all circumstances, we can become like one unit family. Think, you know, we biggest problem is we don't find any fault in us. I am the purest form of devotee, bhakta. I am very important, successful, pure, and I don't have to listen to nobody. My way, that's all. Nobody is going to tell me what to do. Nobody is going to tell me what to do. We don't want to accept any kind of authority. Any. We don't want to even accept authority of our own self. Once upon a time, we have decided, this is it. Devotional service and nothing else. And then, over a period of time, so many unwanted desires, they sprung up, and we entertain those desires and leave the main desire third-class priority. So this is biggest problem. Problem is not with anybody else. Problem is with us. Problem is with us. That's a first and formal problem. No nischay, strong determination we have, and now it is watered down, and no deviation. We had that resolution, now we will deviate left and right, for all the purposes will deviate. Problem is with us, not problem with others. We have to constantly self-examine ourselves, self-examination, constant self-examination. And we should always put ourselves back on track. We have to put constantly we have to put ourselves back on track. But what we are doing, constantly we are putting ourselves back off track, all deviation. Back off track means always deviating. This will make me happy, that will make me happy. Let me do this much only, then I'll be back on track. No, this is not nischay, and this is not the nirvana chetasha. This is big problem in executing and taking our boat across the ocean in executing the devotional service. In order to take the boat across the ocean, you need three things. Any one of that is lacking, the boat cannot go across the ocean. And that is first and foremost thing when we are drowning in ocean, that we need a boat. And then we are on the boat, then we need a captain. And when captain is there, boat is there, we are on top of the boat, then we need third thing to take boat across, and that is favorable wind, pushing force. So all these three should be intact. The wind, not unfavorable, chakravak or tornado, hurricane, or favorable wind. It should be in the direction where we want to go. So Krishna says to Uddhava that Nrudeha Adhyam Sulabham Durlabham Plavam Sukalpam Gurukarnadharam Maya Anukulena Nabasvata Iditam Uman Bhavabdi Natarit Satmana. The one who doesn't cross over this material existence, he is the killer of the soul, he is the suicidal, he is killing himself. So, Nurudeha Adhyam Sulabham Durlabham, this rare human form of life, which is like big, huge boat, we have attained that. And then Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam, you need a guru who is captain of this ship, Guru Karnadharam. And then he says, Maya Anukulena Nabasvata. Krishna says, my transcendental instruction are the favorable wind. And when all these three are intact, then we can cross over. If one of them is missing, we cannot cross over. Captain is wrong, or captain is no good, guru is wrong. Guru is Mayavadi, guru is Sakta, demigod worshipper. Then he will hijack your boat to the demigods. You will be hijacked by him. So Vaishnava Guru, he should be Vaishnava Guru, who can take your boat in a positive direction towards Krishna. And Maya Anukudena Nabasvata Iditha. Krishna's transcendental instruction, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata, are the favorable wind. So we have to hear from Krishna and act according to that instructions of Krishna. Nobody can instruct us unless we become very humble, very obedient, very disciplined, very ready to go back to home, back to Godhead. It's very serious, very surrender. We have to constantly work on ourselves. Then Krishna can give us the action. Maya Anukulena Nabasvata Iditam. Favorable wind is Krishna's instruction. So that pushes your boat, and your captain guru is navigating in a positive direction. The wind, if you take only Krishna's instruction, which is very good, and push, Krishna can push your boat, but your captain is taking here and there, your captain is no good. It will not work. Krishna is giving positive direction, force, push, wind. The captain is also good. He knows which direction he has to take you, but you have no boat. You have no boat. You are drowning. You are animals. Your body is animal body, your bird, beast. No human body which is boat. The human body is a boat. So, we have to have all these three things. It's that constant determination and constant, no deviation, blinders, and hit the target. We have to have blinder, no deviation. We have to see ourselves. People, they make biggest mistake not to see towards themselves how much able I am, how much together I am, how much capacity I have, how much I can do, how much I have drawbacks, how many. Nobody wants to see that. But I want this. I want that. First desire and then desire. first see whether I am capable, whether I am deserving, whether I can handle it, and then we should. So we have to have strong, fixed determination, blinders, no deviation, nirvirna chetasha, nirvirna chetasha, no deviation, and nischayena, strong determination. Then we can take our boat across the ocean of nescience, go back to home, back to Godhead, within this lifetime. Not we have to wait until we die and then go to Krishna, Loka. In this life, we should become back to home, back to Godhead, man like Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Sadguru Swami. Example, all, many, many acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, living example. They went back to home, back to Godhead in this life, not just wait. We have to become like them in this life before we die. We have to practice. Then we can, Krishna can take us to that pure loka. We have to practice in this life. So this is the idea. So don't become deviant and become fixed in determination and keep going. One should abandon without exception all material desires born of mental speculation. I'll be happy if I have $1,000,000. Let me have $1,000,000. Let me have one good car. Let me have good children, good wife, good farm, good business. And then I will. Speculation, it is speculation. You will never get there. Rather, simple, simple, simple living and high thinking. Who can beat that? Everybody can live simple and think high. But everybody cannot become rich or have a wife or have children or education or money or honey or this or that. But simple living, everybody can have. Everybody can have. So that's why he says, Prabhupada says, I mean Krishna says here, no mental speculation, material desire. All material desire born of mental speculation. All material desire born of mental speculation. I can become millionaire. I can do this and then devotional. No. No mental desires from mental speculation. And ask your guru if at all anything is problematic, and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Control mind, control senses. And if you cannot control them, give them to Guru and Krishna. They can control them. In other words, don't keep your intelligence, your mind and your desires. Give it to Krishna. I mean, give it to Guru and let him handle it. Let's do exactly what he asks us to do and no deviation. So then we can be successful in Bhakti Yoga. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.